a few weeks ago on The Naked Scientists, we followed the story of the Odyssey and how, although the land has changed considerably in the nearly 3,000 years since it was written, the poet clearly knew his geography. Parts of the poem allowed modern scientists to locate the island of Ithaca, even though the island has now been almost entirely swallowed up by its neighbour. It seems that the poet was also astronomically accurate, as researchers from Rockefeller University report in the PNAS journal. Homer accurately describes a total solar eclipse, even though it happened nearly three centuries before they think the poem was ever written. The passage reads, "The sun has been obliterated from the sky, and an unlucky darkness invades the world." A pretty good description of eclipse, I think you'll find, but was it just artistic license? Or were they describing real events which occurred during Odysseus's long journey back to Ithaca? To find out, Constantino Bicuzzi and Marcello Magnasco searched the text for additional astronomical clues, such as which planets were visible at the time and which stars the heroes used to navigate by. The big clue was a reference to the westward flight of the god Hermes, who represents the planet Mercury. Now, Mercury appears quite low in the sky, and it reverses its course, east to west or west to east, every 116 days. Bicuzzi and Magnasco could use all of this data together to scan all of the possible dates that fit all of these conditions. Now, they knew that in order for a total eclipse to occur, you must also have a full moon. And all of these conditions only occur together once every 2,000 years. One of these matches is the 16th of April, 1178 BC, which fits exactly with Odysseus's 10-year journey home from Troy. Now, we'll never know if the events described to have taken place really happened during the eclipse, but it seems the description of the eclipse itself was more accurate astronomy than artistic artifice.
Interesting. It's amazing how accurate sort of vocal traditions can be in this sort of situation. You can get a story which was preserved over hundreds of years. Once it started, quite often it'll keep on going very accurately.